afternoon. Today is Friday, November the 7th, 307th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is the manager of the city of Eureka, smiling like a Cheshire cat, Greg Sparks. Hello, Mr. Q.
I guess that's there's worse things to be called than Mr. Q. No, yeah, certainly well, from...
Well, I'd call you just Q, but I was afraid you might lose that James Bond reference entirely. So,
I would have caught that.
You would have? Okay.
But no, certainly here we are a few days after the election. Great to see the voter response on Measure Q, the city's extension of the half-cent sales tax for an additional 5 years. I think the get out the Q vote committee, I think, did a great job of getting out door-to-door, getting signs out, and I think from the city's standpoint of getting information out to the public about how Measure O had been spent in the past 4 years and how Measure Q will continue to be a source of revenue for police and
who
fire.
Says you're not on the campaign stump? The concept here was, yeah, it was a good night.
Well,
boom. Yeah, we've been going for a minute and a half now.
But now you see, usually people think I don't talk enough.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry.
Talking too much.
I'll get you ramped up. And you also brought a buddy in. What's this all about?
Well, I'll tell you, I was in a meeting with Rob Holmland, our community development director, just before coming over here. Rob's been on the job for 7 weeks, and he was
time to break him in. Is that what you're saying?
He was not familiar with your program, so I thought, come on over.
God, it's going to take another 34 years before he comes up to speed, huh? Jeez. Okay, well, we got Rob in the crosshairs, and we'll talk a little bit about the election and the results and what that means to the city, as well as whatever it is that might keep Rob working during the daytime. You'll get a full dose of Pabstine when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Greg Sparks and Rob Holman. But before we do, our quote this afternoon. Alfred Lord Tennyson work for you guys?
Sure.
Okay. To strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield. I guess that was an English poem. I don't know. It says he was an English poet. To strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield.
Words to live by today, Brian.
That's working for him. He died about 110 years ago. So, Greg, other than a big old smile on your face, what did you get out of the election this time for Eureka?
You know, having been here just over 6 months, this was my first municipal election, so it was interesting to see, you know, in terms of what the voter turnout was going to be. You know, we had three council members up for re-election, plus the mayor. But, of course, the mayor, one of those council members, ran unopposed. So we had the two contested elections, and quite frankly, those were pretty close. And I think it really depended upon how those candidates—
Well, one wasn't that close.
Well,
kind of looks like a butt-whooping to me, but percentage-wise.
Relatively speaking, okay. Yeah. I mean, but certainly the thing we're really paying pretty close attention to was Measure Q, because from a city funding standpoint, $4.1 million, 15% of the general fund, it was very important that message really get well communicated to the public, so the public understood the ramifications. And given the vote, the way that came out, around 66% to 34%, you know, a good two-thirds majority, that was really great to see. So
it's interesting for me, and I guess because of V in Fortuna, certainly Q in Eureka, mm-hmm. Z in the county, all these taxing things. And Rob Arkley was on election night, and I said, do you see this throughout the country? No, this is a California phenomenon. Okay. So as I'm looking at it, being as warped as I am in the areas that I am, I see it as a reflection of an economic malaise in our county. if things were growing and going, you're going to have all these numbers, and the fire guys are going to have more money, and the cops are going to have more money, and the streets are going to have more, everybody's going to have more money, and it's not taxing, it's not putting another layer on everybody's shoulders, it's just that there are more shoulders to carry the load. Fair assessment?
Partially fair assessment. You know, in California, going back to the Prop 13 from late 70s really changed the whole...
almost 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's getting to be a long time ago. But in terms of changing the dynamic of how local government is financed to where property taxes are such a small part of our revenue base. So normally, if you're a growing community and you're adding residential development, commercial development, you're adding that tax base to the property tax base, that really does help pay for those services.
But isn't that what the state did with the ERAF shift 10 years ago when they said, okay, the economy's starting to tank, now no longer, we're not going to do the sales tax, you guys get the sales tax, mm-hmm. we'll take your property tax because that's a guaranteed level of funding. That's not Prop 13. That's the Assembly and the Senate abdicating their responsibility.
That's right. But certainly if we can continue to grow the commercial retail base, that we're so dependent upon sales tax revenues, but that has some great benefit. But at the same time, we're starting to see those inroads from online purchasing rather than people going to stores.
Yeah,
and that has some impact.
Oh, absolutely it does. The leakage has got to be huge that way, just like the car guys now have got their concerns. Why isn't the League of California Cities or whatever the national element entity is talking about taxing internet sales? That seems so logical.
They've been talking about that for some time and running up, I think, against a pretty stiff lobby on the other end in that regard.
Well, I understood initially, when they said that they weren't going to tax because it's a new industry and we don't want to kill it. No, no, no. Okay, got it. Looks pretty robust to me these days, and perhaps brick and mortar are the industries that need the break if there's one to get a break.
And it really needs some national tax policy to do it. It's hard to deal with it on a state-by-state basis. But yeah, I think as you indicated, the more we can bring unemployment down, increase jobs, increase tax base, make us less reliant on sales tax revenue, that's obviously the model you'd like to get to.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Okay. KINS, News and Information Times 319. We'll be back with more from Rob Holman. Well, we'll have some from him. And more with Greg Sparks.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Holman. Close. Holland. Now I'm
That's
thinking.
Right.
What is AICP?
AICP is the American, what is it? It's
Institute of Certified Planners.
That's right. It's been a while. Yeah. Okay. So it's an arm of the American Planning Association, and it's a certification for planners.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
Okay.
A certain amount of education, pass a test, and then you have to maintain credits every year, professional credits.
Oh, like a CPA or a lawyer, that
exactly,
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have one of those things for city managers? That competence thing and the maintaining competency thing?
Yes, it's more of a voluntary program of through our International City Management Association, credentialed manager, which I have been, yes.
Have been?
Yes, I am still current. I'm considering whether or not I'm going to stay current, but yes.
So Rob, why did you come here? Not this afternoon,
right?
That was a carpooling thing, but.
So I've been in Humboldt County for about 15 years. Came to from the East Coast for grad school at HSU, and worked for the Karuk Tribe for a little while, and then started at Winsler & Kelly Engineering Firm.
And when they changed the name, you decided to jump ship?
A couple years later, and yeah, it had nothing to do with that. It was more that Greg made me an offer that I felt was really good for my career and my family. But living in Eureka, wife and two young kids, and really care about Eureka, and we love living here, and so it was a good opportunity to contribute to the community with the skill set that I've developed at the engineering firm. So,
this is always tough talking to engineers for me. So if folks don't know what your department does, how do you tell them? This is what we do, and this is why you should care.
Sure. I think the name of the department's really important. It's the Community Development Department. And so our job is to look at what are the benefits, implications, systems for developing in the community. And so it's really our job to facilitate development. And the general plan and the municipal code have been established.
Say it again slow. To facilitate development?
Yes. That is the role.
You've
that
been around
I,
long enough. You know what I'm saying.
I do.
Okay.
I do, yeah. And, you know, I'll be honest, when I was going through the interview process with Greg, I really hesitated whether or not I felt like I was the right person for the job, and it was only through my communications with Greg and his vision of the department and the community, and then my discussions with council members, that made me feel like, you know, my skill set was really something that I can contribute to the city.
Greg, what about for you? I mean, community development, you see that in the reflection of Eureka. Mm-hmm. And we look at what has happened in the last 25 or 30 years. If you excluded government projects and you excluded the Arkley family, you're down to a real short list of anything that has really been developed in our area, within the city of Eureka. How do you see development for Eureka?
You know, sometimes it's easy at times to maybe overlook some of the things that have happened. I know just in the short time I've been here, certainly you've got the brewery project that's moving right along, getting ready to open its doors. Redwood Marine, you know, started their project down Broadway. You know, but one of the complaints you hear about in the community, and you've been around a long time, I didn't have to be here very long before I started hearing it, is it's so difficult to get a project through the city's engineering, planning, the Coastal Commission, other kind of government red tape. So we really look at what can we do from the city's standpoint to make sure that we improve our process, we improve our customer service, and as we start working with builders and developers of giving them realistic timelines for getting a project through from start to finish, because there's a lot of frustration out there in the community, and I get it from people that I talk to who took several years to get a project approved, and when that happens, you lose projects, and we need to make sure that doesn't happen. So, the other piece of this in the last few weeks, we're also starting a transition of merging the economic development function into community development, to where our economic development staff and planning staff are working together to try to help make things happen. So
Rob's really a engineer/economist.
I see myself as a project manager. I really
a facilitator.
Yeah. Yep. And you know, one of the challenges of the field of planning is people come in and they want to develop. They want to establish a business in a certain spot. And, you know, there's a process for that, and it's established in a municipal code and the general plan. And, you know, our council and previous councils have established rules for what it takes to develop in the community. They've also established where certain types of businesses can and cannot go. And so if someone
now
wants
to
come—
That would be the general plan reference that the city has its current—
The Eureka Municipal Code actually governs that more even than
more than the general plan.
Yeah, yeah.
So the county shouldn't worry about the general plan? Should just be focusing on—
I think they should focus on the general plan and get it finished. But it's not an easy thing to do.
Apparently not.
But it doesn't mean that it can't be done. And, you know, somebody wants to come in and build a 7-story hotel in the middle of a residential neighborhood.
That's a no-brainer, though.
You know, it's not for everyone. You know, some people say anyone should be able to develop anything they want anywhere. And so there are processes. And if the city council, you know, wanted to change the code, that's certainly a possibility. But, you know, the way our code is set up, or any code is set up, it's been set up by a council and they've established what can and cannot be developed. And so really our department is to help facilitate through that code and do what's, you know, what the council has directed is best for the community.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish-language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Greg Sparks, the city manager from the city of Eureka, and the director of community development. That's redundant. Director of development? No, I guess it's not. Okay. Director of community direction. That would be redundant. Rob Holmland is with us also. Before the break, Rob was talking a little bit about what the concept of community development is. Greg, you were getting ready to share what your opinion was.
Yeah, the other thing I think to tie into that as well is that, you know, we have some outdated regulations. I'm sure that comes as a surprise. And it just becomes important from a staff standpoint to get the code updated, work, and when we see problems that, you know, they just aren't, it just isn't working. Maybe, you know, counter to good planning or counter to good economics, then I think it's incumbent upon us, upon staff, to kind of bring forward changes to the Planning Commission, the City Council, and be responsive to what's going on in the community.
How much flexibility does a coastal town like Eureka have? Because you got the Corps of Engineers, and I know they tend to muck things up a little bit or slow things up. You've got the Coastal Commission, which I still contend was designed for Malibu. And it was not designed for anything north of San Francisco because it doesn't seem to make sense. You got competing jurisdictions like the Harbor District, the county, the city, all these things. Everybody wants to have their say. And in the interim, we've got that big chunk of property next to the Wharfinger, as an example, sitting there growing weeds like they're going out of style. But it doesn't seem to pencil out for anybody because of whatever reasons. How much of that is because of a blasé local economy? How much of it is because of the additional cost of regulations and regulators that just price something like that out of a project's viability, I guess?
Sure,
go ahead, Rob. Knock that one out of the park.
That was a simple question.
Yeah. Not that you haven't heard it before.
Well, you know, as a city, we don't have authority over state agencies. But it doesn't mean that we can't work and fight on behalf of the local economy for what's best for our city. And so I think to some degree there is a tendency to just yield to existing conditions. But I would like to reevaluate inside the city, and it's only been 7 weeks now that I've been here, but in the next couple of months, I want to really look at how we approach these processes and whether there's something that we can do to simplify the process. And I can't promise anything, but I accept that I'm looking into it. And, you know, your Tennyson quote from the beginning, strive, seek, find, never yield, that is my... That's my MO. That's what I like to do. You know, I don't like to give up. And so I'm looking into ways to simplify all of that.
So as you say that, I'd be remiss if I didn't look across the street at the balloon track and the efforts that Rob and Sherry are doing to try to make that to come to fruition. Does the city have a role in that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Has the city been acting in that role?
I don't know. I can tell you that there's going to be challenges for wetlands for them. You know, I obviously wasn't involved in that project as part of the city prior, you know, to the last time it went around. There's going to be some obstacles there for them for wetlands, for some of the environmental regulations that are outside of the city's control. But as far as being inside the city, there's zoning regulations, and it's my understanding that we were reevaluating the zoning to benefit the project. And so for what the city can do for development, I think that we've been working with the landowner, though I'd like to hear from them whether they feel the same way.
One of the... Man, you should have been here last week. There are certainly a number of areas inside the city limits that I think it doesn't matter what your political persuasion is, would qualify as blight, downtrodden, ugly, eyesore. We could probably bring in public safety as issues too. Do you guys have any kind of an overt concept or plan, or have you talked about going around identifying these places and trying to either find out what would be necessary to kind of jumpstart if it's a project, or to do something to help avoid what is?
Yeah, we currently have an economic development strategy plan, more or less, in progress right now, and we have an ad hoc committee, different business owners from Eureka that are advising the development of this plan, and we're coming up with specific strategies that will guide policies and changes to the Eureka Municipal Code, guide the general plan, so that we can, with information from business owners that have experience developing in Eureka, come up with a strategy and set of policies that can improve conditions.
Similar to what the state's old, or I guess former redevelopment plan was, but on a local basis?
I think that's fair. And you know, you take one of the properties in town that would certainly meet your definition of blight, the old Downtowner Hotel. And you know, we are, you know, there's a grant application in. It's been scored. It's going through the process. We'll know fairly soon whether or not that project is going to get funded to create a senior housing project there. So that. Those are the kind of things we want to be able to do. On a much more smaller level of blight, council heard a great presentation from Brian Issa, our code enforcement officer, this last Tuesday night. And Brian really went through a number of cases of where we've gone in on individual properties that highly blighted, and by enforcement actions and stand on top of it, you know, the before and after picture. So where we can show these small successes, and you know, that's, we just need to keep putting those kind of dedicated resources both on those small levels as well as those larger projects like the Downtowner.
KINS News and Information Times, 3:43. We'll be back with more from Greg and Rob.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Holmland and Greg Sparks from the City of Eureka. Guys, so what can we look forward to in the next, say the remainder of this fiscal year? Are we going to see some projects like the Downtowner start to get some traction? Are we going to see some reinvestment in some of these empty properties? Is there going to be a push? Do you see that there's demand for new projects inside the city of Eureka?
I sure hope so, and I want to see the city do what it can to facilitate that, though it really comes down to private property owners doing what they want on their own property. And so, you know, the city needs to find ways to make that appealing to private property owners, but ultimately we're not developers.
Right, it's almost get out of the way and allow it to happen rather than pulling it through.
The other thing, you know, from the city standpoint, they've been very effective at capturing grant dollars, and it's a good thing because we don't have the resources on our own, but in terms of community development block grant funds for the Carson Block project, EDA grant funds for
paving First Street,
for various projects, you know, we need to do more in terms of paving and infrastructure. That is a real issue here. looking to have a study session coming up with council sometime here before the end of the year to really talk about some strategies, because we're so dependent upon the fuel tax dollars, and that has not been a growing income stream in recent years.
Well, not as a, in theory, the price of the pump is going down.
That's right. The price of the pump's going down, more fuel-efficient cars. You know, some states are
looking at different. Yeah, those Priuses. Geez, yeah, can you imagine anybody or two Priuses in the same home? That's going to screw up your tax base real quick, isn't it?
And as Brian knows, that's what I have. So yes. I'm part of the problem.
But it is surprising, because I don't think people think about that kind of thing. It's not just tourism that drives it, or just the logging trucks driving by. It's the efficiencies. And if you don't have to buy as much gas, or the gas prices go down, just as there's benefits in some areas, there's also some problems in other areas.
Yes, that's absolutely the case. So, and without that, in a sense, that kind of growing revenue stream and costs for street maintenance continue to go up, the city has been in that level of doing less and less year after year. And quite frankly, it's resulted in way too many residential streets that are in poor condition. And the longer we go, the more expensive they are to repair. So we need to get a better handle on that.
With Q in place to do what has been historically, is that freeing you guys up to do more of that infrastructure stuff? I mean, are there going to be some dollars available now that might not have been otherwise for pavement and sidewalks and that kind of stuff?
You know, I wish I could say yes, but that unfortunately has not been the case. You know, we came through this 2014-15 budget with some major budget reductions, and that was with having Measure O. Other costs continue to go up. Our revenue stream, sales tax revenues, they've rebounded from the low of 2008, but they're at just a pretty steady rate for the last couple of years. So what Measure Q does is it, and in this current year budget, 99% of those funds is dedicated to police and fire. So it's not like those Measure O funds were going towards helping with street maintenance.
Thanks for coming by, guys. Now at least Rob knows who he should be listening to every afternoon.
I think he's got that figured out.
Yeah, I hope so. Or I have to see him again. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow morning.